cliffcentral.com. African Queen. I think probably one of executive producer Job's favorite songs, I think, of this year. And I mean, when that guy's on a track, it's probably like the toughest thing just to get him off of it. But anyway, I'm not even sure where he is right now. But I mean, we're here. So, Candace, how are you doing?
I'm amazing. How are you doing, Liz?
Ah, can't complain. Craig or Sexy?
I'm surprised at this African Queen song. Actually, I'm listening to it, and there's a bit of like a Niger going on there. There's a bit of exotic dancing. It just makes you feel like I'm still quarter to December, but I'm still in January.
Yeah.
While being in April, you know. So I love that. You know what I mean? I love that African Queen. It's very. It's got a lot of energy. It's got a good feel. So why are we entering with this song though? Why today? Why African Queen? Did you find somebody? Did you find?
He's referring to me. That was my sub song.
So if we think about it, right, last week we had our two Angolans, right?
Okay.
And we spoke about all things African, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So pretty much, it only makes right. I'm speaking to producer Job to pretty much just continue that theme.
Okay.
And see what's the best thing we can do to play along with that theme, pretty much write it out for the whole month. So, I mean, speaking of African queens, Candace?
Yes, I am one, if you were going to ask.
Why?
Because I am a snack attack. And that's all it takes nowadays.
Slay
just be a snack.
African queen. Not just slay queen. Slay African queen. You know, it's beautiful. Darling, it works.
100%. Listen, I'm not going to dispute it. If you think you're a queen, if you think you are what you are, I'm good with that. Whatever
so
you want
to
be.
So, Liz, is this you basically telling me I assist that's Emma? No, Don't answer that.
This, you know what? This is me just saying you're not tuned in too.
This is CliffCentral.com.
That's pretty much all I'm saying. And, I mean, if we're going to look at it now, I mean, I think we're in like episode 16 of the show. Yeah. Mm. Episode 16 of the show. And if you really think about it, we've only been together for about 2 weeks. If you put everything else together.
Yeah.
Does it feel that way, Craig?
It feels like it's been quite interesting. I mean, the last 16 weeks have been crazy. Yeah. There's been a lot of ups and downs. A lot of socializing, a lot of name gathering, people recognizing you where you go. Thank you very much, fans. I'm very humbled, you know. Specifically, we're going to talk about this in later segment, what I've been up to, you know. And I like the fact that Cliff Central is just putting Craig was sexy and Candace and Lesejo out there.
I think this place is doing a lot of things. So, I mean, I woke up this morning. We all know about the roast, right? So Mrs. Roast coming up.
Yep.
Darling.
And then they just announced that our old boy, G will be hosting that. So I mean, that's gonna be crazy, because I mean, I love the tagline. The tagline was like, no one like Gareth Cliffs, no one like Gareth Cliffs loves Gareth Cliff as much as Gareth Cliff.
Essentially. It says no one likes Gareth Cliff. Like Gareth Cliffs like Gareth Cliff.
It's a tongue twister, whatever. So I woke up to that. That was cool. And then what else happened today? Oh, I'm leaving for Zimbabwe tomorrow.
Okay.
Must be nice.
So as soon as I land there, I'll be like an instant billionaire.
Literally,
I will be an instant billionaire as soon as I get
dollars.
To the country.
But guys, remember, African countries now are using dollars.
I want
euros.
The Zimbabwean one. We don't care about the European
ones. No, it's not
going
to fly, fam. You're not going to get a slay queen like like Candace there. So you need euros or dollar signs, you know?
So I'm going to go there. I want to collect like so many bags, guys. I'm going to go wild on Instagram.
Yeah,
I'm going to go wild. Just duffel
Slayers.
Bags. Obviously, they'll be fake. and I'm just going to like wild out. Anyway, that's my week. Candace? What's happening with you? What's in your life?
Something pretty profound happened, but I can't remember. So it wasn't that profound then.
Clearly.
You can't really remember.
No, but something actually happened this week, guys. Global news. What happened?
Okay, so while Candace pretty much thinks about that, we're going to go straight into our topic for today. And then after that, it's always smash or marry. And then we're going to go
into... Wait, I've got it. Topsy retweeted my tweet.
Away! Yes.
Yes.
This Woo. Is CliffCentral.com.
When will your fave?
When will your fave? You know what? Let me just shut up. Let's leave the team talk and let's go straight into this. Because, I mean, I can see that Candace is clearly amped, right?
I am so stoked.
100%.
Guys, so, you guys don't understand. I'm such a fan of this woman. Like, I am such a fan. I love her.
And that's pretty much the best intro anyone's going to get. Candace?
Yeah. Sorry, I'm fangirling. Sorry.
So me and Job actually had an argument, right, preparing for the show. Because he wanted to play Special.
Yeah.
And I wanted to play this track. It got a little physical somewhere, somehow. But we're not going to go into there. We're not there right now. See, Kolapana. But in this track, right, so she says, so there's a part where she says, Usang Klanisa. Do you know what that means?
I'm guessing crazy. I'm hearing Klanisa. Clan, isn't it?
You still make me crazy.
Oh, I was right. Close though. Oh,
but like, right.
Lovely.
I still forgot when Liz is able to interpret vernacular. Like, he's just too white for me. And every time I still get shocked. Like, this guy.
And with that being said, you still turned into.
This is CliffCentral.com.
All right, cool. So, listen up. So, in today. In studio, let's be professional for a second. So today in studio, we have Cape Town-born musician who grew up in a small town of Somerset West. Do you have any relatives there, Candace?
No, I don't.
No? Okay, cool.
Eldorado Park, no.
No.
Went from being a banker to being what others perceive an overnight success. The musician paid her dues as a backup vocalist for artists like Coolie China, Proverb, Casper Nyovest, and Donald, just to name a few. And as the heavens would have had it, all that behind the scenes work had led to the birth of her very own career. So we welcome to studio the African Queen, Candace's number one crush.
My fave.
Her fave.
I'm gonna round of applause, guys. Can we do that?
We're gonna pretty much talk to Topsy today. And because one round of applause is not good enough,
yeah,
I mean, we had this just for you, Topsy.
Yay.
Oh, you don't have headphones on. I'm such an idiot.
Wow, guys. Rookie era.
Rookie era. There we go. Grab those. You know what? This is our show. We'll do what we like. We're going to go right back. So, Tapsy, can you hear us there?
Again.
Can you hear us there? So, that's for you. Can you hear that?
That's for you, Tapsy.
No, she still can't hear it.
We got to keep doing it until she can hear it, guys.
We're going to, you know, let's just keep vibing. We'll let the producers do what they need to do. So, Tapsy?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
100%. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I was okay this morning, and I felt special this morning, and then I came to the studio, and then, like, no one cared about me, because Topsy was coming to the studio.
Yeah.
And then I've just been craving for attention ever since.
Yeah, because...
sorry. Did I steal your shine?
You did.
I'm really sorry.
I think the reason why you're here is because you're a banker. Or you used to be a banker. And we know Les's obsession.
With banking.
With banker tend something.
Yeah.
Not just banker. Banker tend something.
Okay.
Banker tend lawyer. Banker tend prostitute.
So you know what we're going to do? We're actually going to unpack this, right? We wanted to host the show today and just bring a bit of a vibe with regards to the journey or your musical journey,
yeah,
right? From when you were as backup vocalist to where you are now, okay?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've been reading your bio, doing a lot of basic research. So, I mean, first things first, this was my pleasant surprise.
Yeah.
You used to be a banker.
I did.
Explain.
For 10 marks.
10 marks.
So, sure. I'm going to have to give you a bit of background. Like you said, that was a very nice intro, by the way. It was so well written. Whoever wrote that intro,
thank you. Amazing.
Thank you very much. Thank you. It's a team effort.
Thanks, team. So grew up in a small town and music has kind of always been a part of my life. And then I moved up to Johannesburg for university because I just wanted to be independent and, you know, move away from my parents. And while I was in varsity, I decided to study economics.
Mm-hmm. You know,
not because I was passionate about it, but just because I was like, oh, I need to go to varsity. What was my highest mark in matric? Oh, there we go. Ecos. That's what we're doing. Like, that's literally how I decided.
Wow.
on my degree.
But also because, you know, I don't know if your family is the same, but to go to a black family and say, listen, I'm going to university to study my passion. It just happens to be singing. Black parents would be like, what?
Yeah.
Where? With whose money? Never. Okay, no, we understand that.
Yeah, so I chose that. I went that route. But throughout my university years, I was just singing the whole time. Like,
yeah.
That's when I actually started being a backing vocalist in the industry. But when I graduated, I kind of had to pay my dues and, you know, go work in a bank, you know, to pay back my bursary, my scholarship. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I found myself at a very good investment bank for a year and a bit. And then
you can name drops. No.
Okay. Absa Capital.
Yeah. Hello. Fine. It's okay.
Barclays at the time, just before the split. Uh-huh. Yeah. So that's where I used to work. But I think that's what really made me realize that this is not for me and I really want to follow my dreams.
So can I ask a question, right? Because yeah. I was trying to put all the two and two together. So while you were doing backup vocalists, mm-hmm. right? You were still working.
I was still studying.
You were still studying?
Yeah.
Wow.
Dang, things moved really
juggling,
quick for you.
Yeah. I was
so you were studying and working at the same time?
Yeah. For a good 3 years of my 4 years of varsity.
So that's buck work ethic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you know, for me... I'm closing my eyes and I'm visualizing this thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're doing the vocals, the backup vocals for some of these artists, right? So first things first, who was the one artist you hated working with?
I can't say that.
You really can. This is Cliff Central.
I have to think about this, actually.
I mean, we're not all gonna get shocked just because, like, you know, rumor has it you're on a certain radio station a couple of days back. And, it's cool if you, like... You hang out with rappers, but apparently you said a word that you weren't supposed to. But like, we're cool here. We're right
here.
You can say those words here. Like, you're free here.
Okay, I will say she. Oh, do I have to mention her name? Okay, yeah. she's still up and coming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But she used to be signed to Fifth Season and I used to sing for her. And I really don't want to mention her name, but I just feel like.
It was tough.
She was nice, and then she wasn't when I wanted to kind of pursue my own thing, you know. Then it was like, girl, but why do you want to sing now? Like, why don't you just want to remain my backing vocalist?
I hate people like that.
So she didn't want to see me, like, progress and grow, and I think she's probably, yeah.
But, Les, don't you think you are like that in a way? I mean, naturally, you don't want any competition. You want to come and conquer, bank everything.
I want to see you do good, just not better than me.
If you do better than me, you're working for me.
I'm joking. He's really not like that.
You know what it is? I think it was a leading question why I asked you this, right? Mm. Because for me, I could always imagine, say, that you're working with this one artist that you don't like and you're working in a bank.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, like, how other artists just love to flex.
Yeah.
And you're like, look at this guy. And you just go back to the bank. You're like, hey, listen, just like John, just go into this person's profile there. Let's just see how many homes.
Is that what you do?
Let's just see where they're bouncing. And,
Les,
and then you come back, you're like, nah, I feel better now.
Damn it.
Oh my gosh.
You're trash.
Yes, you're
that's
trash.
Totally not me.
Sorry, yeah. Not you. No, yeah. But I mean, you're a lovely, lovely, sweet person. I mean, the work ethic for me, one, I always assumed it would have been varsity, then go to Absa Capital, then sing.
Mm-hmm.
But clearly, you just did everything at once.
At the same time.
God damn. No, I'm okay with that. So the first couple of questions we want to ask you will be pretty much be on the journey.
Cool.
The musical journey. The second half would be on the album,
awesome.
Which I listened to.
I'm glad you did.
We're Nini, special.
Mm-hmm.
The intro,
yeah.
And I mean, to have an intro that says thank you, I was kind of like, damn, she's like saying thank you already. Like in the beginning, she's like, listen, I know you're gonna like it, let me just thank you now for just listening to it and you'll be okay.
Wow.
But with that album, because I mean, you did say that, you know, when you came up with the album, and I was reading the press release, so that you're still quite anxious about it because you're pretty much putting your expressions and your feelings on a platter for everyone to see.
Yeah,
I was always confused by that because, you know, heartfelt music is heartfelt music,
mm-hmm.
and everybody connects to it. But what is the vulnerability that you were not easy with everybody letting them into who you are?
Yeah.
What was that vulnerability?
You know what? So the vulnerability came from not necessarily me being afraid to let people in,
mm-hmm.
but just because I was literally putting myself out there. So it was more from my side of things. Yeah. Like, I'm bearing my heart and soul. And... you know, I'm just hoping. It was more of like, I just hope someone can connect with this at some point in their lives. Maybe they've gone through a thank you, or maybe they've gone through an uyanini or a special, or they're going through it or are going to go through it. So I just was more anxious about the connect. Like, will it reach? Will it reach home? You know, like...
So let's see if it does reach home. So,
yeah.
Candace, have you ever been in a position where you're just driving around town?
I don't have a car, but anyway, yeah. I'm a pedestrian walking around town. Let's go with that. In an Uber around town.
Ubering.
On the Ria Vaya around town.
You're in the Ria Vaya around town at 2 a.m. and you're trying to call Bay, and Bay is not picking up. And I mean, I'll ask you that as well, Craig.
Yeah.
Ever had that situation?
I actually did. Can I just jump in? Sorry, baby. I had. I like this guy, right? And I hardly ever like guys.
Wow.
You like chicks.
I like hunks. Okay, so so I'm like, I like this guy, and he was vibing with me, blah, blah, blah. So I got really drunk at Great Dane. Or was it Kitchener's?
It's Bram. It's all the same thing. It's Bram. It's all the same thing, yeah?
So I text this guy. I'm like, where are you? Homie is like, nah, B. He's just like, no, I'm not finna hang out tonight. I'm sleeping. I'm calling it a night. I'm like, okay. What now? What
it's okay.
About
we,
me?
All, we all go.
And then it. I blocked and deleted because that's my go-to, like, fighting tool. Like, I block and, like, delete you if you mess with me. Sorry. Yeah.
It is what it
it's
is.
It's how I deal. It's how my pride manages to.
I think that's the best way to deal with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who were you who were you writing that song about, 2AM?
So, 2AM was about my ex-boyfriend. The story is quite deep, actually. So, I mean, I kind of try to make it sound more pretty in the song, but I was actually at the club. I remember being at the club, and we had just broken up. But it's like one of those, we've broken up, but are we really broken up? And then he was there with his boys. And I was like, oh, why is he here? And then I noticed that he was really, really drunk. And then he came up to me, and he's like, I can't drive my own car. And he lived, like, up the road from the club. He said, can you just drive us home, like, me and my boys? And I was just like, oh, here you are using me again, you know?
You know, these men are so trash.
Yeah, but what happened is he gave me his car keys, and then he disappeared. He walked out the club and started walking home. And then so I didn't realize that he was gone. And then I looked for him outside, and I got into the car and literally started driving around.
Yeah.
2 a.m, trying to find him because he was literally running around. Like, he, I don't know what he was doing, but he just was drunk and thought he could walk home.
It was just one of those nights.
And his phone was off, and it was a mess. So that's kind of where it stemmed from.
Yeah.
But it was also because we had just broken up and we had gone through so many issues. So I kind of put all of that in the song while I was driving around at 2 a.m. in this nigga's car looking for him.
Wow.
And he's not answering his call. I'm driving around with no destination, really, because I don't know where you're going, where you are. And that's where the song came from.
So now I'm extremely curious. Is that same person the same person you were channeling when you wrote Run Back?
Yes.
Because Run Back was just like...
Boy,
but
bye.
But like, you were like done. You know, like, you know, like when you're done with a guy and you're just like, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You thought you were slick. You thought the grass was greener on the other side.
That's the same guy. A lot of the songs on Songs About You are about like one person. There's like, I mean, one or two songs that are about someone else, but most of them about my ex relationship.
Can I just ask, has he since reached out to you? When he did, he does he know? Did he realize?
I'm
from
sorry,
the get-go?
For me, that's like dead yes. Of
yeah,
course
yeah, yeah.
He has.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just asking, has he reached out? Maybe like, hey, I'm so sorry if I like hurt you
no,
like that.
No, none of that. No apologies. I kind of bumped into him about 2 months ago, and this has been like 4 years since I last saw him.
Sure.
Since anything, before like I even started doing the music full time and everything. And I bumped into him, and it was just a very awkward, it was a very awkward like meeting. But he kind of, I didn't even notice he was there, and he was standing there waiting for me to notice that he was there. And then I did, and I was like, oh, hi. And I kept moving. And then he texted me afterwards. I didn't even have his number anymore. So I was like, who's this random number?
Ooh.
And he was like, oh, fancy seeing you. And I was just like, okay, cool, blue tick and keep it moving.
You.
That's kind of how we handle that.
You.
He had his chance. He had his time.
No, you're right. No, you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
And you know, okay, so let's just step back and not be as DMX for a second. When you saw him, right, what was the first, you know when you see an ex, you always have like that jolt of electricity when you see them and you're awkward and you don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And it's just, And I'm always saying that because exact same thing, but with me it was like 3 years. Saw X in the gym
and
like 2 weeks ago and
it was,
I was just thrown off completely. But I mean, Craig, can you relate?
You know, I think I'll just step it a bit back before we get into the mushy stuff because I think that happens to literally everyone, being the oldest here, 30 years old and everything.
You're so young.
I'm a snack, I know. I think that, you know, it's very interesting the fact that you moved away from such a highly sought after career, you know, being a banker was something that I'd always wanted. Having studied master's in finance, I thought that was the ultimate goal. And that's why I associate myself with bankers. You know, I just feed off the same energy, but obviously I was passionate about other things. And when it comes to how you write your music, the only international big star that I can actually, well, local and big star, international-wise, I start with, is Taylor Swift. Wow. Taylor Swift is very honest in her music. Anyone, and that's why she's the highest selling and consistently so selling artist, because she's so honest in her music. And I can sort of resonate with that when it comes to the, some of the songs that you sing and the expression that you have, which I really would commend you on, because really it requires a lot of strategic thinking to capture people either instantly or later. For example, I started being a Taylor Swift fan way later
after the hype,
because it's literally when you least expect it. And your songs have that effect. When you least expect them to hit you, they have that. And that's where you have the numbers pulling in. Which, I mean, from an economic perspective, is amazing.
Yes, it is.
But also from people remembering you 5-10 years from now will do quite wonders for you. I felt quite Taylor Swift-y, you know?
Yeah.
And I think local-wise, there is that girl that everyone, Amanda Black, you know, she's very spiritual. You know, I remember we were listening to her on our way to, where were we going, Les? We're going to Swaziland.
Yeah.
And the mood changed. I mean, Amanda Black can make you feel like you're at a funeral. She can also make you feel super in love. She can also make you feel like you're that girl or that boy who's just going to a party and flexing. So I like it when artists, and I feel, I mean, I'm not a musician whatsoever, but it's beautiful when artists are able to draw different kinds of emotions. If I were to take it far back, you know, I don't know if you listen to Gabrielle, the lady who sang Rise. I mean, it's a 1996 song, but it's still... it's still amazing, you know. And I always say with up and coming artists, if you're able to draw different kinds of emotions, you know, at various age gaps, it's amazing. Then your work is done. Your absolutely work is done. So I just wonder, how does that actually work? Other than, you know, you are portraying it as saying that it's just an ex whatsoever, but I feel like it's deeper than that. You're just not realizing. And I think the moment you start to really listen to your music, and perhaps other artists who are, you know, you're not just local, maybe international or whatever the case might be, you realize that you have a lot of commonalities. And you know, for me, it's just like, but how did you manage to draw different emotions in just one album? It cannot be from one ex.
No, not all the songs are from one ex. But well, thank you for that. And also, I think the basis or the crux of it all is just to be as honest as possible in your music, because when you are transparent, people can connect. And if I can connect to, you know, Candace, then that's like, I'm like, damn, I can connect to that girl, and I just want to know more, and draws me in. And then I actually end up listening to what Candace is actually saying. Then I realize, like, oh my gosh, I'm actually going through that. Oh wait, I've got a friend that's going through that. Or, you know, maybe 5 years from now, I go through, you know, that.
What is your favorite? Which one is your favorite song? Sorry,
Ooh, they're like, oh my babies.
No, there has to be one.
I think it's definitely We Are Nini and Special. Like they're like literally are contending for the number one
I'm
spot
seeing
in
a
my
high
heart.
Five. I'm seeing a high five from
high
Les.
High five from Les. Thank you.
Why?
I hope Job listened, like, heard that. Winning is sick.
Because I think they are, out of all my songs, the most honest. Yeah, like they, shame, I wasn't even adding spice or lying. Like, it was as real as I could possibly get, you know.
Yeah. So, can I ask a question then? Because this is where myself and Craig don't agree, right? He loves Taylor Swift.
Can't stand her.
Oh my gosh. Like, when I see her just on empty, oh my, oh. And I have a niece who loves her. Yeah. So, like, that thing keeps playing over and over in the house. So, but then in that case, because I mean, now there's different dynamics, okay? I mean, you've been working hard for a couple of years. The smash hit came out with Questa, okay? And then you came out with your own music. African Queen came out. Cry came out. Those songs did very well. Things are moving very quickly, right? But I don't buy the facade of popularity, because popularity is great, right? But there's such an ugly side. Because somebody will see you in a club and they wouldn't want to come to you and be like, listen, Ubenini was like just rubbish. And cry, oh my gosh, like
what
your voice cracked.
Song.
Like, what's wrong with you? And oh my gosh, like you're so small. And like, oh my gosh, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but then how do you deal with that? Because you can connect with one person in one way, Candace, because she'll love you. Then you can have
Lesekho, and Lesekho will be like, she's like, nah, I'm not convinced.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, as it's not even about being an artist or being in the limelight or about the hype. As human beings, you can't please everybody. You know what I'm
100%.
Saying? Like, I'm not trying to please you, actually.
Yeah.
I put out this music because I believe in it. And I'm putting it out there for those who do believe in it as well. So if you don't like it, then it's fine. Keep it moving. You know, that's me. And I've gotten an overwhelming amount of positivity, actually. Yeah. I can't even really recall the negativity. If it comes, it's in really small doses that aren't even something that sticks to my mind because people are actually quite nice. Hundreds. You know?
Do you really think that the skills that you learn from banking overlap with how you strategically plan your career?
Definitely. Definitely.
So you're not just an ordinary singer.
Yeah,
you've got the math, you've got the number, you've got the economics, but you've got the talent. Yeah. And for me, it's quite amazing when I find people overlapping with mm-hmm. something so different.
Yeah.
You know, when your talent and your expertise overlap, it's rare.
It's nice to bring the extremes together. I think as human beings, we all are kind of like multifaceted and can be really good at a lot of things. But it's even better when you can bring all of those things into one and like just kind of go forth with that.
I just generally think that anyone that's ever been in banking are just really good looking people.
Sigh.
I kind of agree.
You know?
Sorry,
What was that?
The mic was hating on you.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, we are good looking people. Thank you, Lesego Maphanga.
Pleasure.
I want to jump in here. Okay. Mm-hmm. How do you not get caught up in the hype? I'm sure you've heard this a million times. How do you not get caught up in the hype? You give me an ounce of clout and I wild out.
You run with it.
You understand it? I like that. How do you stay tipsy? From the block, you know?
Yes, I am a tipsy from the block. It's such a weird one for me. I think my personality, I'm a very chilled person.
Yeah.
Like, first of all, like, I'm very calm. Also, I went into the industry having been in the background for a while. So I kind of had a view fame is, what it is for people to be screaming your name. And, you know, I saw all of that. It wasn't for me, but I kind of saw that. And I think I was just taking notes on how to remain, you know, yourself with all of that going on. And then also when I kind of like cracked, you know, well, when I broke out into the industry, I was very fortunate enough to be shadowing someone who is so humble. Like, I mean, I did a tour last year with Questa and he's absolutely humble. I mean, he's probably one of the most famous dudes in this country, continent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But he also kind of just taught me how to like, you know, put yourself towards yourself.
Oh, wow.
And just stay really humble. So yeah, and I've got like a team that's very supportive. Everyone that surrounds me is really, really calm.
Wow.
So if I was to wild out, it would be awkward. They'd be like, what are you doing?
Relax.
Who is this now? Yeah.
So speaking about Questa, we know that you fucks with rappers, right?
Yeah, I do fucks with rappers.
Yeah, I mean, you said it yourself.
Because I say that on national radio.
You said it yourself. But it's quite weird that, because I mean, a couple of weeks before, right? I remember doing a couple of research and I came across a clip with Gigi, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the guys, I mean, the females in the industry were always complaining to say that, you know what, there's never enough support for female artists. Mm-hmm. He wasn't even talking about hip hop. Like, she was saying female artists. It's just so tough. So for example, she made really good valid points that you have the likes of your Questas and your Rickies.
Yeah.
Right? And the guys from, you know, the DJs from Major League, mm-hmm. you know? And then you have the Les and the AKAs, etc. But you never quite have males or females supporting females like the way the guys have supported you. Because we talk about Questa, but I mean, it's Questa, it's JR.
Kid X. Yeah.
I mean, you've had a solid foundation of guys who are willing to put you on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you deliver. But do you consider yourself, I mean, what is that? Whether strategically placed or do you consider yourself lucky, blessed, whatever? Because, I mean, you have, and these are very different people.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? So I can't even say it's the same camp.
Mm.
These are very different people coming through and saying, okay, no, Tapsi, we think you're dope. Let's work on 1, 2, 3.
Mm.
What was that?
Funny thing is, you know, all three collaborations, I never asked. My team didn't go and say, hey, can you do a feature with her? They all kind of just fell into place. You know what I'm saying? The Questa collaboration, we actually recorded Nyas Felangawe 3 years ago. A long time ago, actually. And I was kind of coming out of the studio. Oh, there we go. I was recording my stuff, like my own stuff. I was just trying to, like, you know, figure out my sound in the studio. He was coming in to record some of his stuff for Dakota. I was leaving. And that's kind of how we met and how that came about. Mm. And he's like, oh, actually, I've got a song. I need a female vocalist on it. Let's do that. So that was literally fate. It wasn't planned or anything. With Kid X, Cypher, who produced Cry.
And 2AM.
And 2AM. he played the song for Kidix. I think Kidix was also in his studio. And he's like, oh my gosh, I love it. Let me hop onto that. Same thing with JR. I was like touring somewhere. I was in like some African country. And, you know, Cy sent me the African Queen song. And he's like, and I was like, yeah, I know it. I have it. He's like, no. Listen to this version. And JR is like, he heard the song and just jumped on it.
Sure.
You know, so I think it's just important to let your work speak for itself and not try to force things in the industry. But another thing I really want to stress on is that, you know, you were saying that a lot of men in the industry are doing so well and they get that like push and they kind of go for it, and females maybe kind of fall, you know they kind of aren't as, you know,
but you're a bit more passive.
Yeah. But I was speaking to a fellow female artist, and she was saying, we need to look at how hard the men work in the industry as opposed to the females. Because I don't ever want to make an industry feel like it's being sexist, or I just feel like if you put all the work that you have in you to, and you put it out there, it's going to work. You know, if you look at your Caspers, your AKAs, they are constantly grinding. They're getting those endorsements. They are constantly in the studio. Literally, they don't sleep. As female artists, I've noticed that, you know, we want to put out a song and then we want to wait 6 months and just hope because we're pretty, people will buy our music.
Absolutely, 100%.
We need to grind. And I've seen Nadia now do that. Nadia is pushing.
Mm-hmm.
And now you can see that she's blowing up because she's literally putting the work in. So for me, whether you're male or female in the industry, if you want to make it, don't say the industry is unfair to females. Work your ass off.
Wow.
You know what? I am going to cut that out and actually make that a skit.
Yeah.
Because that is probably the most authentic answer I've ever received doing this show.
Thank you.
And it's in every industry.
In every industry.
I sit at work sometimes and, you know, some girls come to me and it's the young black females and they're like, oh, let's look at that. And I'm like, guys, listen, I'm young and I'm black. I'm taking it and I'm running for the flipping hills.
Yeah.
If I was female, hot damn. So, I mean, you... And I think what you're saying is an extremely valid point. It's one thing to be talented, right? But is it not also because I think now we're in the phase of, listen, you can just be pretty.
Yeah.
And ride the wave.
Yeah.
And perhaps people are just taking that and taking it a little too literally. Because, I mean, Beyonce's drop dead gorgeous.
But she's hella.
Yeah. But her 24 hours are not like anybody else's.
And that's why she's the best. You know, and if as female artists here in South Africa, and it's not even just in the music industry, you hear it in like, open up the industry. Us, you know, the presenters and the this and the that, we don't get... No, if we worked as hard as the guys do, I really honestly feel like men just kind of sometimes really do the work as hard as, like, they give their blood, sweat and tears. And as female artists sometimes don't do that as much as... And I hate people depending on their looks to get somewhere, you know? Unless you're a model, okay, sharp, then be a model.
That's your job.
Yeah. But if I say I'm a singer, but all I want to post on Instagram is like me, half naked.
Photos.
Yeah, then what are people going to know me for, you know?
You're 100%.
Yeah.
So you know what's up, C? I'm not like this anymore. You're sounding a little too wise. Sounding like you know a little too much. So I think what I'm going to do now is I want to keep you... on your toes. And this is exactly why we have Candace in the building, because she does it so well.
So
we have two features on the show, right? The first one will be Smash and Marry, which will be done by Candace. And after that, we'll be going through to Ask a Gay with Craig.
Ask a Gay. Love that.
Ask a Gay. Right?
Thank you.
That's so dope.
I know.
Cheers.
Cheers, darling.
I see you smiling now.
Ish,
let's see what happens after this.
Contact has been attempted but cannot be established. Instructions are to prepare for an attack by an unknown enemy.
Oh. Now tuned into the greatest.
This is CliffCentral.com.
And just like that, we're back. And Candace?
Yes, it's Smash and Marry once again. Topsy, I'm going to throw a name at you. You'll go Smash or Marry. It's quick play. It's gender fluids. And I need an answer in under 3 seconds.
Cool.
Can I ask a question? Is this just for Topsy or everyone?
Just for everyone. We're going to go clockwise.
Clockwise. Okay. Okay, cool. So we're in this with you.
Cool. Awesome.
Okay, so Topsy, Questa.
That was obvious though.
Three.
That was obvious.
Two.
Marry.
Well done.
I had to say Marry because I can't say Smash. But I mean, marrying means you're going to smash them anyway.
Right. Craig, the Cleonce.
Who's that?
Are you being asked?
So spicy.
I genuinely not know.
Okay, he knows very well.
So spicy on a Tuesday.
He knows what the fuck is up. He knows what the fuck is up. Three, two, smash. Got you. Let's say how my panga, Aaron Moloisi.
Who? Oh, Aaron. Oh.
Three, two, guys,
smash,
guys.
Smash.
There we go. Tapsi, Skolopat.
Smash or marry?
Can I die? I'm kidding. I think I'll smash her so it can just be like, you know,
just over and done with,
one,
right?
Two, let's keep it moving.
Craig, Bougie Bigwa.
Why are you giving Craig
three?
Why?
Two.
Because she's my friend, Mary. My friend.
There we go. The Sekhomapanga, Amber Rose.
Of course.
He's definitely not marrying her. Oh. But he'll smash.
Yeah, I'll smash. But I'll never know.
Did you guys know Amber Rose is from Africa, actually?
Where?
I'm telling you. We'll talk about it later.
So, Tapsi, Craigo Sexy, sitting right next to you.
Ooh. I'm taking him home forever.
Girl.
It's a marriage. It's a marriage.
Girl.
Craig,
Tapsi, yes. Mary.
Tapsi. Tapsi.
Yes, Mary.
It's happening.
Lesego Mapanga Zotwa Wabantu, baby.
Yes.
Three. Two.
Smash. Get over and done with.
And now I'm going to bring our awesome producer in. Producer Joby. Pull up, baby.
What up, what up, what up?
Frank Gallagher.
Who's Frank Gallagher?
Oh, shit. Seamless.
Yes. Shameless, yeah, shameless, yeah.
Yo.
Smash and marry. Three.
Smash.
There we go, and that rounds up another segment of Smash and Marry. Thanks for playing, guys.
That was a lot of fun.
That was awkward.
So, how was, I was about to ask, how was that? But I mean, it's kind of awkward when you have that dilemma, right?
Yeah.
So, I'll tell you something interesting with Smash and Marry that Candace does. I mean, the one time we did it, we had Jason Scintilla in, and he was very strategic about it. He was like, no. Like someone like Kris Jenner, for example,
yeah,
he would marry because she has ranks.
All that money.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Was it Caitlyn Jenner?
Caitlyn Jenner.
And then get the ranks. So what he would do is he would marry for the opportunities, right? And then just like smash people the other ones. But with the females on the same show, it was very different. And Candace was there because the females would smash for the opportunity and then marry the people that they like. So every day you learn something new on this show.
Absolutely.
And we're about to learn something new with Craig coming up next. So just hold on for a second.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Yo, Craig.
Hey, is my mic on? I always ask, is my mic on?
Yeah, because I'm like one of those.
I can hear you.
I'm so sorry,
guys. Can I be heard? Keep attention to.
You've got it, baby.
Thank you. All yours.
Ah, no, guys. You know what? Another segment of Ask a Gay, which, I don't know, we might decide to change with that name because I feel like I'm pirating, you know, and I'm, PhD students cannot
And you're not about that life.
I'm not plagiarizing, you know what I mean? But anyway, today we're just going to talk about two things. The first thing that I want to talk about is the gay of the moment. The gay of the moment this week in Africa, not even South Africa. Congratulations to Gert Johan Kutsia for your collaboration, fashion collaboration with McDonald's. I was invited to. This is absolutely phenomenal for the gay industry. We are so proud of you. Thank you, Peace on a Mix PR, for doing a fabulous event. Guys, this was super amazing. I'm talking champagne on flow.
Is this the McDonald's gig you did?
Darling. You know,
it was
absolutely fabulous. I mean, we had people there. We had DJ Sinclair. We had, what's her name? The New York girl. Not that girl. I forgot. New York girl. Oh, she graduated in accounting sciences.
Nonzamo,
darling. Sorry, I don't know you. But anyway. The gay hater of the week. Nahana. Girl, there is this Afrikaans guy. So he's racist and homophobic. What a combination.
Terrible.
So remember when Nizna had a building or had like those wildfires happening?
Yeah.
Nahana, this guy goes and said, but I remember, and I quote, I remember that several years ago, there was flooding in LA just after the big queer festival. So these are the kind of things that we're still dealing with in South Africa. People that are not only racist, but also homophobic. I mean, I feel like if you're racist, at least I can box you. I can handle. But now you're after my people and after my people. So it's like, for me, personal. it's two people. Yeah, it's like, it's black and gay. Yeah, yeah. Like, what am I supposed to do?
I mean.
And you know, with all that happening, I mean, but Tapsi, you're from Cape Town, right?
I am.
I mean, it's one of the gay capitals of the world.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're like, I mean, do you consider yourself, I don't want to say homophobic, but to a certain extent, and I think this is why we started the show with Craig, he said, at some point, all of us have a certain level of ignorance when it comes to homophobia. Because just because you're not actively homophobic doesn't mean, you know, because I've said some things that are really stupid, and I sit back and I'm like.
And they dragged you on Twitter for it.
Yeah. Like, you know, like somebody, you know, like somebody would say something, you'd be like, oh my gosh, that's so
that's
gay.
That's so gay.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of those things, hey? But anyway, since we, like, have a celebrity, so I want to hear. Give me your opinion on queers.
Absolutely love. You know what? I am all for, and even, I don't even know how to tackle this thing because I don't even see people as different because of the orientation. It's not even a sexual orientation, just whatever. Like, someone can now hate on me because I like R&B music and not hip-hop. Or I like, you know what I'm saying? I actually absolutely love. And a lot of my friends are I've got a lot of gay best friends.
So seeing that we hang out with a celebrity, do you know, guys, there are four major celebrities that I just found out that have killed people.
What? Okay?
Don't lie.
I'm serious. Venus Williams, you know Venus Williams?
Yes. But that's more manslaughter
homicide. Media, we call it kill.
Yeah, it's
thank you,
yeah,
the person died.
Gotcha.
She was in a car crash and she killed a 70-year-old person. Caitlyn Jenner, you just spoke about her. Sorry, she's
when she was still Bruce, though.
Car crash killing a 68-year-old. Mm-hmm. Brandy Norwood. Mm-hmm. No wonder her career died. Yeah, no wonder her career. Haven't you noticed?
I love Brandy. Oh,
but her
no,
career
shame.
Went down ever since in 2006. She killed somebody. Girl.
Stop it, guys.
I'm serious. This thing actually
These are
happened.
Accidents, guys. I like, call them killing. No intention.
Jub, car crash, no career, jail. So you see.
He's back, though. He back in the game, though.
Is he going to be really back in the game? So girl, I know you're going to be all Tapsi.
Yeah, I better not kill.
Do not kill.
Tapsi, please, you know,
just drive properly and you'll be fine. Listen, everybody just touch wood.
Yes.
Yeah, everybody just Let's touch drive. Wood. You know what I mean. Okay, and just last one. There's this concept of, you know, slay queen celebrities. You know, I'll call you slay queen because, girl, you are hot. Your flick, size zero. Thanks. Everything's happening. You know, the only thing that's not happening is the fact that you've got a degree in your UCT, so that doesn't really make you a slay queen. But you girls hang out with a lot of us gay guys. You know, there's this concept. I mean, for example, there's Kayimba and Somizi. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they're still friends now. Bonang and Somizi, they're not friends anymore. Lerato Kanyaka and DJ Olwetu, Kayimba and Amstel. But why don't the friendships last? What has been your experience of that? Of having a
gay bestie.
Gang and a gay BFF. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. My gay best friends, I've been friends with since I was, like, forever.
Am I close? Are they closer?
No, actually, one is closer. He passed, actually, 2 years ago. That broke my heart. So that's why we're not friends anymore.
Okay.
But the one that I'm still really close with now, I think he's Sutu Otswana. What's Tabo? I think he's one of those. But I don't know. So I can't answer that because I don't know. But I think maybe because sometimes as females, like, I just feel like maybe we don't like the competition. Someone taking the shine.
No, but on some people take my man, you know?
You know?
And then last question for you coming from Ask a Gay. You know, since print media is, like, quite dying and, you know, music sales industry. I mean, for example, you guys spoke about Beyonce earlier. You know that her first album sold 11 million copies and her last album, her first album was Dangerously in Love, I believe, 2003, and her latest album, which is Lemonade, sold 2.5 million. I mean, from 11 million to 2.5 million. So,
but that's physical copies.
Yeah, those are physical copies.
And we've sort of evolved.
So my thing is this, you know, other than, you know, the concept of them being physical copies or whatever the case might be, I mean, piracy plays a huge... I mean,
it's
for example,
us.
The first thing I did the first thing I did when I looked for you, I was like, okay, I looked for you, and it's a Tapsi African... And the first link
was
MP3 So how, you know, how do you guys, honestly, this is reality. How do you guys actually make revenue from that? Is it from the tours? What would you say to up and coming artists, you know, who are necessarily, I mean, they might be aware of the shine and the glam that comes with it, but they're not aware of the amount of discrepancies, numbers, downloads, etc. go on. So,
So as artists, there's so much that we lose through illegal and whatever, free downloads. It's funny thing for me is that I always get someone who will like tweet at me and they're like, oh, I love your song so much. And then they screen grab their phone and it's like, fagaza.com. I'm just like, girl, can you at least just buy the song? It's R9, babes. You know? So it is killing us as an industry and as artists, but I think there's other ways that we can, you know, the cool thing is that you can be multifaceted in the industry.
Yeah.
Through touring, you know, your gig fees, you get money through collaborations, brand association. So you actually have to really diversify your income. You cannot be depending on those.
So in other words, that's why you have to look the way that you do. That's why you have to dress the way that
everything.
Because it's literally like influence on another level. The singing is your passion, but it comes with a cost as well. Yeah. It comes at a, you know, you're sacrificing your banking career.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that you don't have to be multi-diversified. You don't have to be that. Mm-hmm. I see. Quite. Thank you so
much, guys.
Guys, thank you so much for listening to another segment of Craig Was Sexy. Yay! Ask a Gay. Hashtag Ask a Gay Urban Culture Drive. Should you want any, or do you want, you know, answer anything, or you just want to give us interaction?
Awesome.
Thank you.
Stuff. You guys know I'm always random, right? So Tapsi, I have one last question for you, honey. So besides Tando hubby, right, who would you smash to special international celebrity? Who?
Ooh, that's right,
girl, you better answer this.
Welcome
one.
To our
I'm
world.
Sorry, Tando hubby, if you're listening.
I know, I'm sure he is. Ish, baby.
We need this for ratings. We ask these questions for ratings.
You know what? Him and I actually discussed our cheat cards, right?
Okay, cool.
The thing is, I can only remember his. I can't even remember who mine was.
Because
you know, you just remember who he wants to smash. You're like, what? I'm trying to remember. Because there's someone international. I'm really liking that guy from Black Panther. The T'Challa guy, the main actor. Something Bosman. He's so sexy.
Chadwick
Bosman. Whatever.
This is Wakanda.
Yeah.
And also, just for interest sake, who would Tando smash?
Oh, who's so for those who know, okay, people don't know this, but my husband's like an avid fitness junkie.
Yeah.
So he likes those like IFB pro girls.
Oh, okay.
Those like, those girl. Her name is Paige Hathaway.
She's on Instagram, right? She has like probably
like 2 million followers.
She's got legs like Craig was sexy vibe. Yeah, I guess.
She's all sexy. She's as sexy as you are.
And the thing is, though, like, oh my gosh, no, I could,
it's rough.
I don't know. You know, that's.
Who would you smash to special?
Can I be honest? I wanted to say something, but it's just something for a different show. who would I smash to special? Who would I smash to special? What would I smash to special?
If you have to think about it, it's too long.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah,
but probably himself. Know. Probably himself.
And you, Craigie, while we're here,
Job, our producer. Yes.
Because he doesn't wear underwear.
Wow.
Ready, very ready.
Okay, we don't even have time for staying or anything like that. Listen, Tubsy, we really want to thank you for coming through to the show
thank
today.
You guys. Thank you, guys. So much fun. I love you guys. Please, can I come again?
Please come again. Please come again.
Come again. We'll make it a smash. For everybody else, download the podcast. If you want to catch Type C anywhere else, on Twitter, it is Type C SA. If you want to know, it's THABSIESA. And then on Instagram, it's @Type_SA. And then obviously Facebook is Type C SA as well. Yes. So tell me, there's a Type C SA on Instagram.
Looked weird.
How is it?
It looked weird without the because on Facebook you can make the S A big, yeah, like capital letters. But then on Instagram everything's lowercase, so it just looked like it was Tapsia.
Yes, I get what you're saying. I told
it just looked so weird. So I was like, nah, let me just.
It didn't look sexy.
It didn't look sexy at all.
So listen, this has been episode 18 of the Urban Culture Drive. Candace is spicy as ever. Craig was sexy. Being Craig was sexy. Not knowing what the glance is. And with Tapsi, I must say, you know, I'll say this one thing that I'll probably remember about you. You are probably
the most authentic guest we've ever had.
Yeah. Guys, thank you.
You understand what's happening around you. Yes. You understand the realities. You understand what the come up is. You understand what the grind is. And you know where you're going. Mm. And I have a lot of faith in that.
Thank you.
We wish you all the best.
Yeah.
Slay, girl, slay.
Y'all making me so emotional right at the end. Wow. Thank you. Thanks, Liz.
It has to be this way. So listen, 2 seconds, right? What's your final word for the week? And we're going to go, what's this? Clockwise, right? So everybody listening, what's your last thought for the week?
Do the most, guys.
Own your own time. It's very important.
Drink a lot of champagne. Drink a lot of champagne, darling. Champagne.
Yep.
And from my side, I think it's only fitting. I want to say just stay authentic. Mm-hmm. And that's us from the Urban Culture Drive. See you again, episode 17 next week.
CliffCentral.com.